Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon to everyone that is watching. 2 weeks from tomorrow, we'll be keeping the holy day called Pentecost, or the Feast of Weeks. This feast is different from all the other feasts of God. This is the one always on the same day of the week, but no set date on the calendar, as do the other festivals. This one has to be counted from the weekly Sabbath that falls during the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Sometimes it's good to go over the basic doctrines we have to refresh our memories and solidify the understanding of these doctrines. Let's turn over to Leviticus 23. Leviticus 23, verses 9 through 12. Leviticus 23, 9, and the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When you have come into the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of the harvest unto the priests. Verse 11, And he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord, to be accepted for you. On the morrow after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it. Verse 12, And you shall offer that day when you wave the sheaf a he lamb without blemish of the first year, for a burnt offering unto the Lord. Both of these, the wave sheaf and the lamb, represent Christ. The wave sheaf shows that he is the first of the first fruits, and the lamb shows that he is the Passover lamb. The wave sheaf ceremony shows us when to start counting for the Feast of Pentecost. We drop down to verse 15 of Leviticus 23. And you shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. Even unto the morrow after the 7th Sabbath, you shall number 50 days, and you shall offer a new meat offering unto the Lord. Verse 17, And you shall bring out of your habitations 2 wave loaves of 2/10 deals. They shall be of fine flour, and they shall be baked with leaven. They are the first fruits of the Lord. These loaves represent the first fruits of God from both the Old and New Covenants. People have been confused over the centuries when to start counting. Some commentaries, when I was studying for this, state that the wave sheaf offering was to be held on the 16th of Nisan. In the past, even the church confused and kept it on the wrong day. If you've been around long enough, you'll remember keeping Pentecost on Mondays in the radio and then the Worldwide Church of God days. In hindsight, I think they got confused by overlooking the obvious. And this was a good example of making a change in doctrine when it became obvious that Pentecost should be kept on the first day of the week or Sunday, and not doubling down on tradition and holding fast to something that was biblically wrong. I've titled this message, Counting to 50. How can we be certain that we are keeping the correct day for Pentecost? There are at least 3 ways to know. We know for sure that the wave sheaf offering is done sometime during the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Number 1, it can't be on the 16th of Nisan, the day after the annual Sabbath. If it was on the 16th of Nisan, there wouldn't be a need to count 50 days to arrive on the date of Pentecost, because it would have a fixed date on the calendar every year if you count 50 days from that date. The instruction is to count 7 Sabbaths, then the day after that 7th Sabbath is the day of Pentecost. It would be impossible to count 7 Sabbaths plus a day and come up with 50 days every year if we kept the wave sheaf on the 16th in Nisan. So that rules out the wave sheaf offering on the 16th. Number 2, this is the most important evidence we need to know, is the 24-hour period after Christ is resurrected to see the fulfillment of this wave sheaf ceremony. With careful study of the Bible, we know that Christ was killed on a Wednesday afternoon around 3 p.m. The next day, a Thursday, was the first day of Unleavened Bread, the 15th of Nisan. The 16th of Nisan was the preparation day for the weekly Sabbath. The weekly Sabbath that year was on the 17th of Nisan. Christ was resurrected sometime between 3 p.m. and sunset on that Sabbath, per his prophecy that he would be in the grave 3 days and three nights. If you turn over to John 20, verses 1 and 2, we can read about this. John 20, verse 1. The first day of the week came, Mary Magdalene came early when it was yet dark into the sepulchre and saw the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Verse 2. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, which would be John, and said unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. If we drop down to verse 10, we see the disciples, after they came and looked for themselves, they again went to their own home. Verse 11, Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre. Verse 14, and when she had said thus, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus. John 20:15. Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest you? Whom seekest you? She supposed him to be the gardener and said unto him, Sir, if you have borne him hence, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. Verse 16, Jesus said unto her, Mary, she turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say master. Jesus said unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father and to my God and your God. Christ tells Mary Magdalene that he has to ascend to the Father and tell the disciples that that's where he's going. Then the same day, verse 19, the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus among them and stood in the midst and said unto them, Peace, peace be unto you. Verse 20, when he had said so, he showed them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. And then Jesus said again to them, Peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so I send you. In verse 22, and when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, Receive you the Holy Spirit. Two items of interest here. Christ had ascended to the Father and had presented himself as the waveshief offering to his Father and returned to be with the disciples during that 12-hour period. And he gave the disciples the Holy Spirit 50 days before Pentecost. Now, how do we know Christ is the first of the firstfruits? Paul tells us this in 1 Corinthians. If you go there, 1 Corinthians 15:20. And also verse 23. 1 Corinthians 15:20. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the firstfruits of them that slept. And verse 23. But every man in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Number three, proof. It's actually more additional evidence than proof on how to count to 50. We can look to see how the Jubilee or the year of release was counted. God works in patterns. Every seventh year was to be a land Sabbath where the land was not cultivated. After seven land Sabbaths, the following year was a Jubilee year, starting at Atonement, where everyone could go back to their ancestral lands if they sold them, or they sold themselves into bond service. If you'll turn back to there, Leviticus 25:1, and the Lord spoke unto Moses, Moses in Mount Sinai, saying, verse 2, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When you come into the land which I give you, then shall the land keep a Sabbath unto the Lord. 6 years shall you sow your field, and 6 years you shall prune your vineyard and gather the fruit thereof. Verse 4. In the seventh year shall be a Sabbath of rest unto the land, a Sabbath for the Lord. You shall neither sow your field nor prune your vineyard. Drop down to verse 8. And you shall number the seven Sabbaths of years unto you, seven times 7 years. And the space of seven Sabbaths of years shall be unto you 49 years. Verse 9, then you shall cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the month. In the Day of Atonement shall you make the trumpet sound throughout your land. And you shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee, and you shall return every man to his possession, and you shall return every man to his family. Now the question might come up, why count just 50 days? What's special about that? The Bible really doesn't say. The simplest explanation is that is about the number of days needed for the early crop to ripen, from the time of the wave sheaf to the harvest right before Pentecost, to offer the two loaves of bread. How do we count 50 to find out what the date to keep Pentecost? This year, the first day of unleavened bread was Saturday, April 16th. The next day, April 17th, also Nisan 16, so the commentaries would have been correct this year. This is the day that the wave sheaf would have been offered. So now we count seven Sabbaths. April 23rd would be the first one. April 30th would be the second. May 7th would be the third. May 14th would be the fourth. Today, May 21st would be the fifth. May 28th will be the sixth, and June 4th will be seven Sabbaths. Plus 1 day would be 50 days. For the year of 2022, Pentecost will be on June 5th.